This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade. We're backstage. Our teams, as you can see, are warming up for today's big match, and warm up they should, because today one of these teams is going to have the chance to win their very own video arcade game. So, players, you all set? Let's go play Starcade. Here we are, a nice audience here in the studio. Welcome to you at home. It's time to play Starcade, and these are the two teams you're going to do it. So let's meet them right now. You are?
Tommy Graskowitz.
Tommy, tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm from Sterling Heights, Michigan, and my hobbies are football, baseball, hockey, swimming, and television.
Holy mackerel, you hardly have any time to just be yourself, do you?
Yeah.
Terrific. Tommy, welcome. Who's next to you?
This is my mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name is Karen Graskowitz. I'm the mother of three boys. Tommy, 11, Todd, 8, Jamie, 4.
I suppose they're watching, aren't they?
Yes, I hope. I'm an executive secretary at General Dynamics. We build the M1 tank, the best tank in the world, and I do have a TyTac for you with an M1 tank on it.
Well, we'll probably have to take this off the tape because it's a free plug and somebody will send me an M1 tank, and
no.
We don't want that to happen. So I'm getting an M1 tank, am I?
Right.
Well, all I can say is tanks. And you are?
I'm Charles Brill. I'm 14 years old. I go to Westlake High School, 9th grade. My hobbies are football, soccer, basketball, and video games.
I understand you just became a naval cadet.
Yes.
Terrific. You're going to be in the Navy, do you think? Huh?
Well, maybe.
Good. We hope so, if you want that. And you are?
I'm Marlene, Charles's mother. I travel. I work for an oil company. I'm a secretary. And my hobbies are dancing and traveling.
Okay, well, welcome to both teams. As you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games. And one of these teams is going to have the chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. Today, it is Mr. Do. Okay. You guys shake hands, if you will, please. Team, shake hands. Get ready to head over to the podium. Shake hands. All right, head over to the podium now, and Kevin will tell us about the five games we're going to deal with today. Kev?
Jeff, over the planets, through the maze, and down the road, Tommy and Karen and Charles and Marlene are really going places today. First, we have pro soccer, sweat socks and tennies in high gear. Next, it's Pac-Man, the munching man himself. In the middle, it's Motor Race USA, a low-riding bike and riding. And Spy Hunter, spies after spies on the road. And elevator action, ups and downs in the spy world. Jeff?
Thanks, Kev. Some fun games up there. Those are today's five games. Both teams had a chance to play them before today's show. One of them, as you know, is a mystery game. If you pick it in the first three games, automatically you're going to win a nice prize. And Kevin will tell us, at least he'll tell the home audience. He's not going to tell us anything. He'll tell the home audience what the mystery game is.
Our mystery game is pro soccer.
All right, that's the mystery game. I have a question for you. If you're ready, hands on buzzers. First team to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer correctly, you pick the first game. Here we go. The king encountered by Dirk in Dragon's Lair is A, the princess's father, or B, the lizard king. Burrells.
B, the lizard king.
The lizard king. Right, you are, Charles.
All right.
Okay, that means you get to pick the first game. What is it going to be?
Pac-Man.
Pac-Man is a game, and we'll ask Kevin to tell us about that. Kev?
It's Pac-Man himself on a lazy munch around the maze, gobbling up dots, scoring points, and enticing those monsters close to the Energizer dots so he can turn them blue and then gobble them up and score more points. If a cherry or a strawberry or a lemon should appear in the maze, he might stop to munch a little bit and make still more points. It's the Pac-Man, known to all and loved by many.
Yeah, this is the original. It's not Plus or Giant or Super or anything. Just Pac-Man. And looks like, Charles, you're going to play it?
Yes.
Not much I can tell you about Pac-Man, I'm sure, that you don't know already, and that Tommy and Karen don't know, except that if the question mark comes up, get that as fast as you can. If the monsters turn blue, if you get all four of them, you get a whole bunch of points, okay?
Okay.
All right, we wish you good luck, Charles. You'll cheer them on, won't you, Marlene? Right over here, please. 50 seconds for Pac-Man. Get ready, get set, play.
Yeah!
good. Fruit down there. You got it. 25 seconds. Oh, good move. Got another one. Did he get the third? Yes. 10 seconds. $4,600. Now, I want to caution everybody, when they say one, don't stop. Sometimes the audience isn't counting as well as the clock is doing. Just wait for the buzzer, you know, don't give up. Good score. Did I discern that maybe you had a pattern there, Charles?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Boy, you did great. Okay, you head on back with them, Marilyn. Here comes Karen and Tommy. Tommy, you going to play this?
Yes.
You have a pattern in Pac-Man?
Not really, not on the first one.
Oh, boy, he got over 4,000 points. You're going to have to go some. You cheer him on, Karen. Turn around. We have 50 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play. Here we go. $700, Tommy, way to go. Your mother's turned around, hit me. Look at her. We'll take a break. We'll be right back to see who gets to choose the next game here on Starrcade. Don't leave.
Today's grand prize on Starrcade is the video arcade game Mr. Do. That's what they call him, and he does a lot of cherry gathering and digging and monster bashing. Why? Because he's Mr. Do, furnished by Universal USA. And now let's do some more Starrcade. Here's Jeff Edwards.
Thank you, Kevin. Well, let's see where we are after Pac-Man. Graskowitz's, you have 6,700. Oh. Burrell's have 4,600. All right, Graskowitz is in the lead. Tommy and Karen, however, there's still one more game to be played in this round. And then the total points scored on both games in this round will be added together. And whoever gets the most points is going to get to play the Name the Game board. So I have another question for you. If you guys are ready, here we go. Which of the following driving games features cross-country racing? A, turbo, or B, pole position?
Pole position.
No, that's right around the track. Turbo is cross-country, so Charlie and Marlene, you get to pick the game. What are we going to play?
Take it off.
Spy Hunter, he says. All right, we will ask Kevin in his cloak to tell us about that.
Hey, you want to know a secret? There's spies in here, all around us, and they're all driving dark blue cars, and they are vicious. If you don't get them, they're going to get you. You can bump them off, and they can do it to you, too. Use your weapons, and when you get the chance, drive into the weapons van for a new supply. But be careful out there. There are civilians, and it would be a shame to take them for one of the spies in Spy Hunter.
All right, Spy Hunter's a game. Charles, you going to play it?
Yes.
Are you a Spy Hunter player?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you explain this a little bit for Karen and Tommy, too, then, because they might not be as familiar with it as you are. The right thumb button is the machine gun and the smoke screen. Left thumb button is the missiles and the oil slick. Now, when you put it in low gear, you don't go very fast. As soon as you get in high gear, you start going. If you shoot the blue vehicles, you get points. If you shoot the other colored vehicles, no points, and the weapons van won't appear in new territory. Most important thing, when you see the light flash and says weapons van, that means a new weapons van is approaching with new weapons. You press that button, and you have to drive up the weapons van ramp. Otherwise, as you get killed, the weapons van will appear and a new car will come out, okay?
Okay.
All right, I guess we have it all set then. It's Spy Hunter. You have 50 seconds. The faster you go, the more points you score. Here goes Charles. Get ready. Get set. Play. Here we go. Forget the shift. another car coming. $5,385. Charles, I think you should have shifted into high gear and you didn't get enough machine gun going. But head on back. Let's see what happens with Tommy and Karen. All right. And Karen, you're going to play this?
I'm going to try it.
All right. Did you hear all the stuff I told Charles?
I did.
All right. Don't forget your shift lever and don't forget to shoot your machine guns. You ready, Tommy? You got any advice you want to give her before we go?
Not really.
All right, Tommy. I love your oozing confidence, Tom. Here we go. Get ready. Get set. Play. Points. All right, Karen and Tommy, go on back. It looks like the Burrells won on Spy Hunter. And that means we have a close match. In a moment, we're going to find out who's going to get to play the name of the game board. Both of you had a chance to play Pac-Man and Spy Hunter. And now whoever has the highest points is going to play the name of the game board. Graskowitzes, you have 10,570. Did the Burrells catch up? They have 9,835. Close, but didn't make it. Graskowitzes, come on down. You play the name of the game board. They caught up on you on Spy Hunter, but not close enough. So here we go. Behind you, turn around this way, please, Karen, so you face out. That's it. Behind is the name of the game board. We're going to show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, you win a pretty nice prize. And Kevin is going to tell us about that.
If you answer 3 out of 4 correct, you'll win Activision's hottest new titles for a variety of home computers. River Raid, Pitfall, the Decathlon, Space Shuttle, and Enduro, a home entertainment package from Activision. And Graskowitz's, for all 4 correct, you'll battle your favorite video games in the Bionic Chair. Portable and lightweight, the chair rocks, rotates, and allows back support and total freedom of movement. A futuristic way to play. The Bionic Chair. And a beautiful jeweled pendant from the Miss USA collection at Gordon's Jewelers. With over 400 stores from coast to coast, furnished by Gordon's Jewelers.
See? All right. Now, who's going to go first? You'll go first, Karen. All right, then Tommy, then Karen, then Tommy. Okay, turn around and take a look at the screens. Karen, and the move to your left just a little bit, Karen. That's it. No, you're not Karen. You're Tommy. That's it. That questions get tougher. All right, in the upper left-hand corner, is that Journey or Conquest?
Journey.
Journey, right you are. Tommy, is this Popeye or Mario Brothers?
Popeye.
Right, that's two. In the center, Karen, Dig Dug or Robbie Roto?
Robbie Roto.
Yes, and finally, is this Tutankhamun or Lost Tomb?
Tutankhamun.
Right, you got all four. Good for you. Get the bionic chair, you get the pendant, and we'll be back in a minute to play more Starcade and see who's going to get the chance to go for their own video arcade game.
Here's the latest video game news from the Starcade hotline. We asked the people who brought us Pac-Man to fill us in on what they plan for the future.
And we recently introduced into the marketplace a game called Astron Belt, which is the first of a series of Laserdisc games that we will be marketing that were created by a company we recently purchased, Sega Enterprises, here in the United States. But we also are into a new second disc technology, which does not use the Laserdisc, uses a stylus player rather than the laser to pick up the information on the disc itself.
Let's go back now to Starcade. Here's Jeff Edwards.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. Okay, this is round number two. What you doing here, Marilyn?
Coaching.
Coaching. Marlene, I'm sorry. Round number two, there's only one game left to play, and this time only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we total up all the scores and all the games, and the top scorer is going to get a chance to win the video arcade game today, Mr. Dew. It's going to be interesting. I have a question for you, but remember now, when you pick the game, whichever team picks the game, either Tommy or Karen can play the game for the Graskowitzes, but Marlene, you must play for the Burrells because you haven't played yet. All right? Here's the question. In Mousetrap, how many dog bones are there? A6, B4. Graskowitz.
Four
is right. Tommy, you get to pick the game, and the mystery game has yet to be picked.
Elevator action.
Elevator action, that's not the mystery game. The mystery game is pro soccer, but it's a terrific game. And Kevin, who has the highest score of all the Starcade staff on elevator action, will tell us about it.
Your Agent 17, codename Otto, Master Spy Extraordinaire. Your mission, to penetrate security, locate all the secret documents, and make your escape to a waiting getaway car. Make your way through the building using the elevators or the stairs. Find the secret documents behind the red doors. Avoid the enemy agents or immobilize them with a karate kick. Or, if you must, eliminate them. We must have all secret documents. It's up to you now, Agent 17, in elevator action.
All right, Agent 17, Tommy, you have to keep your lead. The Burrells caught up on you in that last game. So all I can tell you about elevator action is you want to get through a red door. That's 500 points. 100 points if you shoot an enemy agent, 150 points if you kick him. You can control the elevator up and down, as you know. You ready to play?
Yes.
All right, good luck to you, Tommy. You have 40 seconds. Over here, please, Karen. Ready? Get set. Go. Look out, he got you. 30 seconds. And 150. Okay, Tommy, nicely played. Karen, you and Tommy going back. Here come Marlene and Charles. Now, Marlene, looks like you're going to play this time. You heard what I said, told Tommy about elevator action?
Yes.
Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Any last words for her, Charles?
No.
Any last words for me?
No.
Any last words for anybody?
No.
Okay, let's go. 40 seconds to play. You ready? Get set. Play. Nobody there, Marlene. All right, got that guy. Oh, we got you. There's another man showing up. Time is running. Oh, lost the elevator. Whoa, knocked you down the shaft. 15 seconds. Points, Marlene, go on back with Charles. Well, the Burrells were catching up for a while, but it looks like maybe not this time. Let's add up the scores for everybody and find out who's going to go for Mr. Dew. Graskowitzes, you have 11,720. Burrells have 10,435. Close, but the Graskowitzes are the winner. Charles, enjoyed meeting you. Marlene. Enjoyed meeting you, and we wish you good luck. We have some nice gifts for you for being here on Starcade. And for our winners, the Graskowitz is something special, and Kevin's going to tell you about it.
You've won RB5X, the intelligent robot. It's the perfect multi-purpose programmable home appliance. It learns from its experiences, moves under its own power, and it can even talk. From RB Robot Corporation, Golden, Colorado.
Now, you can stay home, Karen, and RB5X will make the tags for you, and you can just get checks when they send it to you. In a moment, one of these, or this team, rather, is going to go for their very own Mr. Dew. Welcome back to Starcade. Okay, Tom and Karen, now is a chance to win Mr. Do. There's still two games left unplayed, Pro Soccer and Motor Race USA. Now, during the commercial, we told you if you picked Pro Soccer, you'd have to score at least 1,889 points. If you picked Motor Race USA, you have to score at least 6,196 points. Those are the average scores of more than 10 other players who played the same games. You reached your decision, you picked Pro Soccer, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, Pro Soccer it is. That means if you score 1,889 points or more in 30 seconds, you win Mr. Do. So Kevin will tell us about Pro Soccer.
Okay, Tommy and Karen, put on your jerseys and your tennies. You're about to engage in all-out war on the soccer field in Pro Soccer. And you have a big job ahead of you because you have to be all 11 players, passing from one to the other, keeping the ball away from the other team, which is controlled by the game computer. Get ready for high energy, going for the goals on Pro Soccer.
Okay, the arrow over the player will show you who can you can make a short pass to. Up in the upper left-hand corner, you'll see another arrow that shows you who can make a long pass to. Short passes are 100 points. Long passes, 500 points. Score a goal, it's 1,000. You need 1,889 points or more in 30 seconds. You all set to go?
Yes, I am.
Good luck to you, Tommy. We hope you take Mr. Do home with you. Get ready, get set, play. No goal, too bad, hang in there. No, didn't make it, about 300 points short. Too bad, Tommy. It was nicely played, though. But you did take home most of the prizes we have here on Starcade. This is Jeff Edwards for Starcade. See you in the next show. Until then, hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
About Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.